Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Vox Royalty, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VOX. And for everyone down in the US, VOXCF. Shad and I are chatting with Spencer Cole, the Executive Vice President. Now, Spencer, starting off here with a news release that came out June 7th. It says Vox acquires Rancher Royalty on South Railroad Gold Development Project in Nevada. This project is controlled by Gold Standard Ventures. The royalty is for 0.633% NSR. We'll get into some of the other details around this, but let's start off with this project and the stage that this more advanced project is in, please.
Absolutely, Corey. We're very excited about this acquisition. This is Vox's first acquisition of a gold royalty in Nevada. And more specifically, this project is located in the Carlin Trend in Nevada, which many of your listeners would already know. The Carlin Trend has historically produced over 80 million ounces of gold. So as far as gold postcodes go, this is one of the best places to be on the planet, frankly. So the deal is we're paying 1.98 million US for a 0.633%. A net smelter return royalty, which is a revenue-linked royalty. And importantly for our shareholders, the royalty also comes with immediate cash flow. So we get paid in excess of $120,000 per annum of advanced minimum royalty payments, which are accrued to our account from this year onwards. So Vox shareholders get the benefit of instant cash flow, and then obviously a ramp up of medium to longer term revenue as the project transitions into production. Now, the project itself, the project's called South Railroad. It hosts a resource estimate of just shy of 2 million ounces of gold in the ground. In terms of the stage of development, it's approaching the completion of a feasibility study. So the operator, which is about a $300 million company, Gold Standard Ventures, they're listed in Toronto. They're targeting completion of their feasibility study by the end of this year. And importantly for our royalty, we see quite a bit of upside in terms of what's going to be included in that feasibility study. There's a whole heap of drilling going on our royalty claims that we think will probably add additional ounces that are royalty linked. So, yeah, it's an exciting acquisition today, but also, in terms of near-term catalysts, when that feasibility study comes out, that's going to be a really important catalyst to re-rate the value of this royalty.
So, Spencer, let's talk about the work that needs to happen at this project to bring it into production. Are there any permits that are still needed? And also addressing the overall financing here, the initial CapEx from what I'm seeing is $133 million US. Gold Standard Ventures, they are a multi-hundred million dollar company, but again, any insights on the work that's still needed and the financing that could come into this?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. So, I guess one of the things that really attracted us to this project and by extension, the royalty is, when you think about the usual development challenges that any sort of greenfields mining project has, you can really break it down to a few key items. One, the resource. Is there actually gold in the ground? In this case, they've done extensive drilling and there's about 2 million ounces in the ground. So big tick in that box. The second one is, can you actually extract the gold out of the ground, at an economic level? And, they've already completed a pre-feasibility study March of last year, and they're on track to complete the feasibility study later this year. So, we'd put a half tick, soon to be a full tick in that box of being able to economically extract the gold. The next sort of, I guess, obvious a catalyst or item that most mining projects face is permitting and license to operate. So this project, once the feasibility study is completed, the project will go through what is a very standard environmental impact statement or EIS process. And for this part of Nevada, It is a very straightforward permitting process that they'll follow. So, you know, looking at comparable gold projects in Nevada, you know, we would think that, you know, that's probably, you know, that has potential to be in the sort of range of 18 to 24 months, assuming it goes to plan. And then the fourth item that, you know, obviously all greenfields mining projects have to tick is financing. You know, who's actually going to fund the construction of this project? And as you mentioned before, Corey, the capital cost on this mine is fairly modest by current day standards. It's about $133 million to build based on the pre-feasibility study. And importantly, Orion Mine Finance, the $6 billion global investment management firm, or mining private equity fund, they have historically offered Gold Standard Ventures a term sheet to provide up to $200 million to support the construction of this project. So while that term sheet is still subject to the satisfaction of a few mutually agreed milestones, you know, that's a hugely positive indication for this project's ability to secure financing. So all in all, we see this as being, you know, about as de-risked a project as you can possibly get.
Spencer, one other comment regarding this royalty, just some of the nuances here. It covers approximately 35% of that almost 2 million ounce resource estimate. Give us a little bit more insights into what part of that resource it covers and, well, any other work that's being done on your guys' area of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So our royalty claims cover a substantial part of the two main gold deposits here. The two main deposits are called Pinon and Darkstar, and our royalty covers basically the southern ends of both of those two deposits. Importantly, you know, when we were doing due diligence, one thing that really excited us was the fact that if you look at where Gold Standard Ventures drilling is ongoing at the moment, a lot of it is centered around the southern ends and southeastern ends of both of these two deposits. And all of that drilling around the southeastern ends of these two deposits is entirely royalty linked. So, for example, at the Pinon deposit, Gold Standard Ventures are drilling out an area that they call the Phase 4 of the Pinon pit. And they've said to the market that they're targeting, they want to add an extra 300,000 ounces of reserves to that Phase 4 Pinon pit to the feasibility study this year. And if they're successful in doing that, which, you know, we think that they've got a fairly high chance of being successful, otherwise they wouldn't be disclosing it to the market. If they are successful, those incremental 300,000 ounces would be entirely royalty linked. And likewise, at the Darkstar main pit, you know, where there's a lot of ongoing drilling at the moment, you know, a lot of that drilling to the south and southeast, that's also on our royalty claims. So while today the royalty covers about 35% of the resource, you know, we think there's quite a bit of upside in terms of incremental ounces that'll be added to our royalty claims.
Now, Spencer, one of the unique things about Vox and one of the unique things I think about how you guys approach the royalty space is you have built this proprietary database and you're able to find these unique transactions like this, unique deals. I was reading in the press release that you had assembled these royalty claims from a local group of families. Could you maybe speak to how you located this royalty, how you found it, and how that ties into your unique approach of using that database to maybe overturn rocks that other people haven't overturned yet?
Yeah, absolutely, Shad. This one was a really fascinating deal in terms of the counterparties and, you know, the personalities that we were sort of doing the deal with. So as with all the deals we do, you know, there are two key elements that we really lean on quite heavily. One is our global royalty database that you touched on, of, you know, that's approaching 8,000 unique royalties. But the other one that's equally important is having sort of in-country or in-state deal sourcing agents that we work with. So, you know, this deal in particular, the deal was sourced from a family of ranchers who historically their family had owned the ranch that this entire South Railroad project, the majority of it, is located on. And so the original two owners of the ranch had subsequently passed on the mineral rights to their children and then subsequently grandchildren. And so, you know, there was understandably, there was a real emotional attachment of that family to the land. And we've had a lot of dealings of acquiring royalties from, you know, like ranchers and farmers and prospectors. And I guess from our perspective, you know, it takes a level of sort of sensitivity because, you know, where there is that emotional attachment to the royalty and to the mineral rights, you can't just come in guns blazing and sort of just slap an offer on the table and, you know, write them a check. There are a lot of nuances about, you know, respecting the history of the ranch and the history of the mineral rights and, you know, how the family dynamics are working. In this case, we were dealing with, you know, multiple like children and grandchildren of the original ranchers. So, you know, there were a lot of sort of softer sides to getting this deal done that went into it. But, you know, we're really thrilled that we were able to create this sort of win-win transaction with that family. And, you know, I think that they're absolutely thrilled about the outcome, similar to how we're excited about the deal as well.
All right, Spencer, before we wrap it up, one final question here, including this royalty. How many royalties does Vox have in its portfolio and how many are producing for you right now?
Sure. So we have 50, including this royalty, we have 51 royalties in the portfolio. We have two royalties that are subject to a divestment and a strategic partnership with Electric Royalties. So we hope that'll be completed in the next month or two. But then we also have, you know, some exciting other deals up our sleeves, so to speak. So, you know, we don't think we're going to be sitting at 51 royalties for very long. And then in terms of number of producing royalties, this month we're watching eagerly for the announcement around first gold production at our Sigalola gold royalty. When that by Thor Exploration, when that comes into production later this month, we'll have 5 producing royalties. And then we have some additional royalties that are expected to come into production Q4 of this year. So we're on track to go from, we started the year with 4 producing, you know, then we're on track to finish the year with approximately 7. And then next year we've got line of sight to potentially increase that organically to closer to sort of 11 or 12 producing royalties.
All right, Spencer, appreciate the update. Again, Vox Royalty, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VOX. And for everyone down in the U.S., VOXCF. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Spencer or anybody else at the team at Vox Royalty, please email me, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Spencer, thanks for your time. We'll follow up on the back of some more news.
Thanks so much, Corey. Thanks, Shad. Appreciate it.